وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمُ اثْنَيْ عَشَرَ نَقِيبًا وَقَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ لَئِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةَ وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ فَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ
Surely, Allah took a covenant with the children of Israel, and we raised up from them 12 of their leaders. And Allah said, Behold, I am with you, if you establish prayer and pay zakah, and believe in my prophets, and help them, and lend Allah a goodly loan. I will certainly efface from you your evil deeds, and will surely cause you to enter the gardens beneath which rivers flow. Whosoever of you disbelieves thereafter has indeed gone astray from the right way. And we raised up from them 12 of their leaders. The word Naqib in Arabic denotes supervisor and censor. There were 12 tribes among the Israelites, and each tribe was required to appoint one of its members as a Naqib, so that he might look after the affairs of his fellow tribesmen, and to try to prevent them from becoming victims of irreligiousness and moral corruption. Whosoever of you disbelieves thereafter has indeed gone astray from the right way. Sawa al-Sabil, right path, is the designated highway that would lead to one's destination. Straying from the right path would take one off the highway, as a result of which one might wander about and get lost.
فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَن مَّوَاضِعِهِ وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِّمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ وَلَا تَزَالُ تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاصْفَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ
Then, for their breach of the covenant, we cast them away from our mercy and caused their hearts to harden. And now they are in such a state that they pervert words from their context and distort their meaning, and have forgotten a good portion of the teaching they were imparted. And regarding all except a few of them, you can continue to learn that they committed acts of treachery. Pardon them, then, and overlook their deeds. Surely, Allah loves those who act benevolently.
وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَىٰ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَهُمْ فَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَسَوْفَ يُنَبِّئُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ
We also took a covenant from those who said, We are Christians, Nasara. But they forgot a good portion of the teaching they had been imparted. Wherefore, we aroused enmity and spite between them till the day of resurrection, and ultimately Allah will tell them what they used to do.
Yeah. أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين.
People of the book, now our messenger has come to you. He makes clear to you a good many things of the book, which you were wont to conceal, and also passes over many things. There has now come to you a light from Allah, and a clear book, and also passes over many things. God discloses some of the dishonest and treacherous dealings of the people of the book. He, however, discloses only those dealings which he deems necessary to strengthen the cause of the true faith, and ignores the disclosure of those which are not indispensable.
يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم.
Through which Allah shows to all who seek to please Him the paths leading to safety. He brings them out by His leave from darkness to light and directs them on the straight way.
لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ قُلْ فَمَنْ يَمْلِكُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُهْلِكَ الْمَسِيحَ بْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Indeed, those who said, "Christ, the son of Mary, he indeed is God," were guilty of unbelief. Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, who could have overruled Allah had He so willed to destroy Christ, the son of Mary, and His mother, and all those who are on earth? For to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them. He creates what He wills. Allah is all-powerful. He creates what He wills.
That is, they had started believing that Jesus, peace be upon Him, was God, just because He was conceived without a father, although God creates whomsoever He will in the manner He pleases. Divinity cannot be claimed for anyone simply because God has created him in an extraordinary manner.
وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُهُ قُلْ فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ.
The Jews and the Christians say, "We are Allah's children and His beloved ones." Ask them, "Why then does He chastise you for your sins? You are the same as other human beings He has created. He forgives whom He wills and chastises whom He wills. And to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them. To Him is the eventual return."
يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ قَدْ جَاءَ جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم على فترة من الرسل أن تقولوا ما جاءنا من بشير ولا نذير فقد جاءكم بشير ونذير والله على كل شيء قدير.
People of the Book, after a long interlude during which no messengers appeared, there has come to you our messenger to elucidate the teaching of the true faith, lest you say, no bearer of glad tidings, and no warner has come to us. For now there indeed has come to you a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. Allah is all powerful. For now there indeed has come to you a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. Allah is all powerful.
The people of the book should bear in mind that if they disregard the injunctions of God, He can chastise them as He wills, for He is all-powerful and almighty.